听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4, Symbols of America. Warming up. Now you will hear an announcement. Listen carefully, and then put the listed items into the proper category according to what you hear.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us on our tour of America. You probably know a lot about America already, but now you're going to learn a whole lot more. Maybe you've heard about some of America's famous writers, like Jack Kerouac, from Americans you've met in your own country. And maybe Americans traveling abroad have also filled you in on some of our great artists, like Jackson Pollock. On this tour, we're going to visit the homes they once lived in. It could also be that you've learned about great American musicians, like Louis Armstrong, and symbols of America, like the Statue of Liberty, in your history classes. Well, you'll be interested to know then that we'll be visiting some different museums dedicated to these people. Once again, I'm glad you've chosen to travel with us. If you need any help, please call on me. I'm going to be your tour guide for the next few days.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
It used to be that pictures of Uncle Sam were used just to encourage men to join the army. But now you can see his image in many other places as well.
Yeah, there are pictures of him all over the place, especially in advertisements.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Two.
The Statue of Liberty represents a welcoming spirit toward immigrants, right?
Well, mostly, but at first it represented freedom from slavery. Then it stood for the friendship between France and the U.S., and then even more.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
3.
In the painting American Gothic, a farmer is holding a weapon. Why? Is he going to war?
No, that's not a weapon. He's holding a tool for doing farm work.
Question. What mistake did the woman make?
4.
I've traveled around the U.S., but I haven't discovered anything that seems to represent it.
You haven't been to Washington, D.C., then? If you had, you would have seen a lot of buildings and statues that have come to represent the U.S.
Question. Why should the woman travel to Washington, D.C.?
5.
What do you think comes to mind when foreigners think of the U.S.?
I'm not sure, but I hope they think of our beautiful forests and natural wonders. After all, this is what I think of.
Question. What does the man wish for?
6.
I had no idea that America was so famous for its painters.
Well, there have been more than a few great American painters. However, I don't think the U.S. values them as much as it should do.
Question. According to the man, what is wrong with the U.S.?
7.
I have to write a report on America's greatest symbol, but I don't know what it is.
Well, you have a lot to choose from. There's the Golden Gate Bridge, the White House, the Statue of Liberty, and so on. But if you ask me, I think it's the painting American Gothic.
Question. According to the man, what is America's greatest symbol?
8.
I don't think America has a symbol that compares with either the Eiffel Tower in Paris or the Great Wall of China.
What are you talking about? There are many symbols in this country. Take the Washington Monument, for example. It holds a lot of importance for people here.
Question. What does the man think of the Washington Monument?
Nine.
Let's see. So far we've been to Yosemite National Park, the Black Hills, and the Hoover Dam. What's the next stop on this tour? I'm getting kind of tired of sitting.
I'm not exactly sure. Give me a moment and I'll ask the bus driver.
Question. Where are the speakers?
Ten.
I'm not sure why Mom and Dad took us on this tour of great American symbols.
Seeing these things up close is so much better than learning about them in school. I think they just wanted us to enjoy ourselves. Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Please be careful as you board the ship. We've had a bit of rain today and the deck is slippery. There. Now, as you settle into your seats, let me share some information about the Statue of Liberty. But first, does anyone have any questions?
I have some questions about the statue.
Could you please speak up?
I said, I have some questions about the statue.
Well then, let me hear them.
Well, you see, I'm writing a report for school, so I need some details, such as how big the statue is, when it was built, and so on. Mostly, I just need general information.
Okay. You know that the statue was built in France, right?
Sure.
Well, the French originally wanted to complete the statue by 1876, but they had trouble gathering funds for it. So it wasn't finished until 1884. It was then transported to the U.S. It's worth mentioning that the statue was sent in pieces, which were reassembled after arriving in New York.
When was that?
In 1885.
How tall is the Statue of Liberty?
Altogether, from the ground to the tip of the torch, the statue is about 93 meters tall.
That's a bit taller than I thought.
My number includes the base size, but subtracting the height of the base, the statue is about 46 meters. Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Where are the speakers? 2. Why does the man want information about the Statue of Liberty? 3. When did the French finish building the statue? 4. What surprises the man? 5. What can we infer from the conversation?
5. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
I am not only a painter, but a student of art. Sometimes I don't quite understand why a piece of art is so popular. or why it means what it does to people. Such was the case when I first thought about American Gothic, Grant Wood's famous painting of two farmers. American Gothic was inspired by a trip that Wood made in 1930. He saw a house that was built in the 1870s or 1880s, and he was very attracted to its strong design. He then made a quick sketch, went back to his studio, and began his painting immediately. In addition to his sketch made that year, he used an 1890 photograph to help him. The painting was strongly criticized by people who thought it made fun of simple farmers. I admit, I once thought the same thing. To me, great paintings are ones that try to understand people, not to laugh at them. And I didn't like American Gothic. When I saw the painting in person, I recognized the strength in the faces of the farmers. I started to see that the artist was expressing the strength of simple American farmers. This is why so many people see the painting as a symbol of the U.S.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What does the speaker have trouble understanding? 2. By the time Wood started American Gothic, how old was the photograph he used? 3. Why didn't some people like American Gothic? 4. What did the speaker see when she saw the painting in person? 5. What can be inferred from the passage? 6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and complete the following sentences with the word groups provided. Each word group will be used no more than once. Note, there are two extra word groups.
On this week's Fortune First, Coke or Pepsi? It is the question that has fueled the rivalry known as the Cola Wars for decades. But the fight is no longer just about cola.
Americans are drinking less carbonated sodas, and they want healthier things.
Coca-Cola launched Coke Zero, a calorie-free drink sweeter than Diet Coke, and recently purchased Vitamin Water. The company also created Make Every Drop Count, an interactive program which encourages Coke drinkers to live healthy and active lifestyles. Pepsi is not missing a beat either.
They've been buying healthier brands, Naked Juice, Star Foods. One of their key divisions is Quaker Foods, which of course makes a variety of healthier alternatives. They had a whole chain of fast food restaurants. They don't own those anymore. One of the things that they've done, which is kind of innovative, is they put together a theater group. Basically, it's an alternative to the focus group.
These plays don't promote Pepsi so much as healthy lifestyles to the audience of retail executives and Pepsi sales teams. Coke and Pepsi are not the only companies struggling to meet consumer demands. Many fast food giants have added healthier options to their menus.
Rivalries are ultimately always a good thing for the consumer, at least, because they spur competitiveness.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Certainty.
1.
It's already 6:45. Are you sure Brian will arrive at 7?
I'm not sure because it's rush hour, but I'm certain he is on the way.
Can't be long. It's all for him. We want to give him a surprise party. What if he doesn't show up?
Come on, don't talk like that. He will definitely come.
2.
So, everything is ready. The conference will begin in a minute.
I'm a bit nervous. Are you certain it will be a success? It's our first time to host such a big conference.
It will be successful, I'm sure. We have prepared for a whole month.
It's clear that we worked very hard, but I just can't help getting worried.
Don't worry, it will be fine. Possibility
1.
It's impossible we will complete the task at the end of the month. We haven't even agreed on the proposal.
But the supervisor said it can't be changed. Is there any chance we could catch up with our work?
We could stand the chance if we worked 24 hours a day.
So why not try?
You must be kidding. It's inhuman.
Then what can we do? Wait for the punishment?
2.
I heard Laura won the first prize in the English competition.
It can't be true. She has never earned a mark over 80 on any test.
Is it likely she didn't take studying seriously? You know she is very smart.
That's possible, but to get the first prize is never easy.
Have you noticed that she has put a lot of time into studying English lately? She even cut other classes for the competition.
That helps explain it.
Speaking practice. Hooray for Hollywood! Now listen to a passage and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 10 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates.
More than the Statue of Liberty or any other symbol, Hollywood has come to represent America. Hollywood is at the heart of American cinema and at the heart of America itself. Hollywood films are known for their largeness. Largeness in stars, largeness in action, and largeness in emotion. Everything communicated by a Hollywood film is more exciting and more powerful than in real life. What is more, in most Hollywood films, good people win over bad people and the endings are generally happy. This Hollywood image of life follows the wishes of the American people to see the prosperous and successful lives they wish to have.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear.
The most popular sports in America got their starts either through the traditions of other countries or the efforts of people who were not American. But there is one sport that no other country wants to claim, a sport that many people don't even want to call a sport. I'm speaking of professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is a form of stage fighting that is done in front of large audiences. It is also televised and is enormously popular in the United States and in many other countries, especially in Mexico and Japan. Many people say that professional wrestling is not a sport because its outcomes are predetermined. The participants know who is going to win before they begin. In fact, they plan it this way. What is more, professional wrestlers don't try to hurt each other. Unlike boxing, professional wrestling doesn't aim for actual violence, just pretend violence. But I think people who say this are missing a few important points. First, professional wrestling is very athletic. Participants are very strong and fast, and what they do is difficult. Second, professional wrestling is not the only sport with a predetermined end. Ice skating has a predetermined end as well. And third, not all sports are actually violent. Baseball, for one, is a sport that is not supposed to be violent.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Now listen to a speech and try to imitate the speaker.
I arrived in Hollywood at the age of 22, in a time different than today's. Back then, no route had been established for where I was hoping to go. No pathway left in evidence for me to trace. No custom for me to follow. Yet here I am this evening at the end of a journey that in 1949 would have been considered almost impossible. And in fact, might never have been set in motion were there not an untold number of courageous, unselfish choices made by a handful of visionary American filmmakers, directors, writers, and producers.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
You look like you're hard at work. Do you have a test coming up?
No, I have a report that's due next week. I have to write 5 pages on the Statue of Liberty. I'm still gathering information on it. What I've learned is really quite interesting.
It's kind of embarrassing, but I don't know much about it.
Mind if I educate you?
Mind? Heck, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, so here are some facts that I learned from my research. The statue stands 46 meters high and weighs 225 tons. It was first constructed in France. To travel from Paris to New York Harbor, the statue had to be disassembled into 300 pieces and shipped in more than 200 wooden boxes.
When was it first displayed?
On October 28, 1886. President Grover Cleveland delivered an address at the statue's dedication ceremony, during which she was ultimately unveiled to the American people.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. Why is the man gathering information about the statue? 3. What is the woman embarrassed about? 4. How many boxes were used in sending the statue from Paris to New York? 5. What happened in October of 1886? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. Violent computer games might be teaching children to be violent. Adult movies may be teaching children to use unacceptable language. But what is being taught by Barbie dolls? Many people throughout the years have complained about Barbie dolls. Here are a couple of their complaints. For one, people say that Barbie encourages an unrealistic image. The doll's waist is too thin, her neck is too long, and her breasts are too big. Some parents and doctors are concerned about the ideas this gives to young girls. They say that young girls grow up with an idea of beauty that is simply impossible. Young girls will stop from eating, exercise too much, and still they cannot match up with Barbie. Barbie also seems to be living in a mostly white world. Barbie is white, and her boyfriend is white. Defenders of Barbie say this complaint is not fair, and they point to the many Barbies of different races. In 1978, Mattel, the company that makes Barbie, came out with a Hawaiian Barbie. Then they followed this up with a black Barbie in 1979, an Asian Barbie in 1981, and an Indian Barbie in 1982.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. What might adult movies teach to children? 3. What message does Barbie convey to young girls? 4. What do people say in support of Barbie? Five. When was the Asian Barbie released?
3. Now you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
When people think of American films, they generally think of Hollywood. However, some films are independent of Hollywood studios. Films made independently from Hollywood are known as independent films. They are made with smaller budgets than their Hollywood counterparts. Movies made in this manner typically emphasize high professional quality in terms of acting, directing, screenwriting, and other elements associated with production. They are also known for creativity and innovation. These movies usually rely upon critical praise or specialized marketing to obtain an audience. American independent cinema was energized in the late 1980s and early 1990s. This occurred as another new generation of filmmakers made films. In terms of directing, screenwriting, editing, and other elements, these movies were innovative and often irreverent. They began playing with and contradicting the conventions of Hollywood movies, which audiences seemed to enjoy. Furthermore, their considerable financial successes and crossover into popular culture made them even more profitable. Independent films became big business with a large following. Some people have taken advantage of this rise in popularity, making more and more independent films.
Now the passage will be read again.
When people think of American films, they generally think of Hollywood. However, some films are independent of Hollywood studios. Films made independently from Hollywood are known as independent films. They are made with smaller budgets than their Hollywood counterparts. Movies made in this manner typically emphasize high professional quality in terms of acting, directing, screenwriting, and other elements associated with production. They are also known for creativity and innovation. These movies usually rely upon critical praise or specialized marketing to obtain an audience. American independent cinema was energized in the late 1980s and early 1990s. This occurred as another new generation of filmmakers made films. In terms of directing, screenwriting, editing, and other elements, these movies were innovative and often irreverent. They began playing with and contradicting the conventions of Hollywood movies. Which audiences seem to enjoy. Furthermore, their considerable financial successes and crossover into popular culture
made them even more profitable. Independent films became big business with a large following. Some people have taken advantage of this rise in popularity. Making more and more independent films.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
When people think of American films, they generally think of Hollywood. However, some films are independent of Hollywood studios. Films made independently from Hollywood are known as independent films. They are made with smaller budgets than their Hollywood counterparts. Movies made in this manner typically emphasize high professional quality in terms of acting, directing, screenwriting, and other elements associated with production. They are also known for creativity and innovation. These movies usually rely upon critical praise or specialized marketing to obtain an audience. American independent cinema was energized in the late 1980s and early 1990s. This occurred as another new generation of filmmakers made films. In terms of directing, screenwriting, editing, and other elements, these movies were innovative and often irreverent. They began playing with and contradicting the conventions of Hollywood movies, which audiences seemed to enjoy. Furthermore, their considerable financial successes and crossover into popular culture made them even more profitable. Independent films became big business with a large following. Some people have taken advantage of this rise in popularity, making more and more independent films.